Hey, it's me again. Sorry, I just wanted to start it off a little different. Hello, and welcome back to my podcast. It's your girl, Robbie Hope, and welcome to Robbie's World. So if you're new here, go ahead and hit that subscribe button, and that, I don't even think they have a notification bell, but on YouTube they do. I haven't posted on really pretty much any of my social medias that much, and if I did or do post, it's like repost. I'm getting back into the swing of things slowly but surely. I'm not going to make any promises as far as being consistent right now, just because I feel awful. And I always told you guys I'm going to try to be more consistent, da, 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 da. And I know you've heard this before, but like now I feel like trailer park trash. And no offense to the trailer park people, but like I feel like garbage, okay? And I mean, what's more to say? I've been throwing up constantly. I'm always running to the bathroom. It's to the point where I don't hang out or do anything with anybody because I'm so, I wouldn't even say, well, I'm self-conscious once I get to the bathroom, but I don't feel any, type of way because I have to use the bathroom. Like, if I have to use the bathroom, I have to go. But then it's just like, okay. I'll be in the bathroom for like quite some time, unless we're hanging out with like a group of people and there's like somebody to, entertain them while I'm using the bathroom. But if it's just me and somebody else, I'm like, dang, probably sitting there waiting, scrolling on their phone all awkwardly, thinking, oh, she pooping. I do have a couple friends where I'm just like, hey, yo, I'm pooping. Like, but you can't be like that around everybody. I don't even know where to start because it's been so long. I just feel this, and I felt like that for so much, for so long. I was like, I'm not gonna try to push through this. Like, I need some time, And I thought that I could like handle it in the sense of like, oh, I can do both. It'll eventually go away, but it hasn't. It's gotten better, then it's gotten worse, and now it's like. It's worse, honestly. I have my days where I'm really, really good. Then I have my days where I'm like, what WTF, QRZ, elemental P, TUV, And it's just like, I don't know. It's just an on and off and on and off process. So, moral of the story, making no promises anymore until we get the situation situated. But to good news about the situation getting situated, I've had no problems with my medications, as far as like, excuse me, getting them, which I told you guys about before, being very transparent on here. Yes, we are. I have, excuse me, what was I saying? About the medication. Yeah, my brain has been going crazy. Oh, that's what I was saying. What? I just. And this is what I've been dealing with. The brain function has not been working correctly. I'm like back to square one where I'm like all over the place. As opposed to before. When I had my transplant fresh out, like I just felt Claritin clear, brain function, like I'm back to square one where I was just like, ugh. Like I would forget something 10 seconds later. Not like, oh, I forgot what I did yesterday. It's like really, really, really bad. But back to the newer news. So I have to, on May will be my year anniversary of my liver transplant. But as you guys know, 6 months in, I had, chronic rejection. So I've kind of, struggled my way through. And then most recently it's gotten horrible to the point where my bilirubin has pet, like it's supposed to be like 1 point something. And we're at 21, I think. It was at like 12 for a good minute, and now it's like in the 20s. So they were like, okay, well, we're gonna prep you for, a possible transplant in the future. But since it's my, after a year, you have to go to hematology. Is it hematology or hepatology? I don't know, but it's hemo. I think it's hemo. And basically where they focus on the blood. Just because it's been a year, it's a normal thing, okay? But within the process of that, like I said, they are also prepping me for when I need a transplant and when I can get one. Things are looking up. I feel like I will be able to get it. They just want me to get a psychiatrist. Because one of the things that I struggled with was, mentals. Because you guys know that I also struggled with major depression. I got diagnosed, I think, either straight after high school, or like a year after high school. It was just a rough time for me. I think in high school it kind of kept me a little bit sane because I was a social butterfly and I was around a lot of people. But then, like after, it was like I was kind of. I wouldn't say dedicated to one person, but I was kind of like dedicated to one person, I guess, because I lived with them. It was one of my exes, so lived with them, and they were still going to school, so it's like I had time to be by myself, time to think, XYZ, QRS, which I did have time before, but it was different. It was like, oh, when I get home, I got homework, I gotta do this for my sisters, I gotta do this for my mom, da 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 da. But I had a lot of time to think and by myself, and there was a lot of extra stuff going on behind the scenes. Nonetheless, I had too much time on my hands when I wasn't working, and I just got depressed. I can't really explain it. I know that some people in my family had struggled with it, so it was definitely a probably not definitely, it was probably a hereditary thing. Nonetheless, with my own depression before the liver transplant, once you start taking these medications, they change your mood. It's said to be said. You guys know prednisone is a steroid, so that did not help. And I was taking so much at the time because it was still very early. It was only 6 months in. I didn't give it a chance to, I always just took two. It didn't get lowered until after a while. And my antidepressants, or when I was starting antidepressants, we had not found the right one. As of now, they have found the right one. And I couldn't be more happier. I'm a social butterfly, but I feel happy all the time. When I'm by myself, I'm so content. I could not do anything and be completely fine. I find things to do, obviously, but like, I don't know, I make the most of my time. But lately I have been trying to find foods and things that are good for my health as well as make money, like side hustle type things. I think I spoke about this before, but something I read in a book or have seen on probably TikTok or like on the internet is, and not that I want to be a billionaire or a millionaire, but I want to have, a steady income where I don't have to, like if I get burnt out, I have another one or XYZ cures. And they say that you have multiple streams of income, some residual, some just coming in by itself, and you do no work. You know what I mean? Like I just want each and every way, so I never have to worry. So I've been working on that and figuring that out. I'm also reading a book that's not so like about life or finding yourself or anything like that. It's just fiction, living in someone else's world. And I really forgot how much I enjoyed reading. So if you guys want to read with me, I am reading An Anonymous Girl. The authors are award winners from I think it's like the Something Between Us, the Love But the Wife Between Us, something like that. Supposedly supposed to be really good. So I'm doing that, and I eat because you guys know I used to be like, if you saw my Instagram, I used to eat like no other. Like there was a point in time, I don't know if like a lot of my friends would comment and be like, that's not one meal, that's six. I've kind of because I've kind of slowed down, but that's because I realized that I'm making my liver work a lot by eating that much. But I also have got my prednisone lowered to what is it? It's not, it went from 2 to 1.5, to one. So now I'm at one. So I'm not as hungry, but I'm very, very, very nauseous. And the crazy thing is, when I was taking more, I wasn't that nauseous. But now I'm like extremely nauseous all the time. But besides the point, I don't eat as much. I'm trying to like teach myself to snack through the day and eat things that are easily digestible, that doesn't make my liver work so hard. It's very hard because I do love red meat. I do love, all the things that have to be really digested. And then I'm learning that a lot of foods, that I like are just not good. And you guys already know cheese is just the best. Like cheese on anything, a slice of cheese, cheese and crackers, cheese in your noodles, cheese on your burger, like it's just good, and it's tearing my stomach up. So not only is it hurting my stomach, but it's making bowel movements harder. I don't think it's doing anything as far as my liver, but I'll be in so much pain. My shoulder just cracked. I'll be in so much pain that I cannot move that day. I have those type of days anyway without the cheese, so it's like being bloated on top of that, but it's like the painful bloated I just can't handle. So that's really been going on, but it's just like really, really horrible, as far as like my pain levels now. I've never felt pain this bad. My stomach, the area where my liver is, very, very tender, very, very painful. It's to the point where I am still buying Aspir cream, and it just numbs it. The middle of my stomach is already numb, like where my abs are. Like you can touch it, pinch it, but the skin is numb. But when you press on it, doesn't hurt on the skin though. It hurts inside. So we're gonna try to figure that out. I was thinking about checking myself in just to get everything checked out, and so they can like collect the correct samples and get everything ready, but I don't know. I'm so comfortable and comfy being in my home and trying to get my room together so that way it's a comfy, cozy place to be. I don't know. I'm going through that dilemma as well. And I just love cooking so much. It just keeps my mind at ease. And there's nothing that I can cook. I can assemble my food in the hospital, but it's like I'll be eating the same things. It's like to the point where I know the menu. I know that I'm gonna get a peach cobbler. I know I'm gonna get a banana. I know that I'm gonna want lactose milk or coffee or water with a side of lemon and cucumber. You know what I mean? Like I know quesadilla. Like I'm just tired. I'm tired eating that food. And should I DoorDash? No, the nurses will kill me, And then they have those microwavable dinners, still giving trifling. I know I can bring snacks, and I could probably bring my own heat up dinners, but it's like there's but so many, And not a lot of stuff is vegan, okay? Like I would want a vegan pizza, the Amy's Choice or something like that. That's not fitting in their little microwave, So, and then I like going grocery shopping. Like I like being in the outer life. I do feel like I do need the rest without the pressure. And nobody's really giving me pressure at home. Let me put that first. But I pressure myself and give myself anxiety because I feel like I'm not doing enough compared to everyone else in my household. And it's just a me thing because I feel as though I should go and get out, but I'm also very nervous when it tends to like throwing up, having gas, all that stuff that I'm like, I don't know, because having gas, I feel like I used to do, well, still do. I'm like one of those friends who like fart in front of you, but it smells so bad, like it's embarrassing. But throwing up, it's just like I've never been comfortable just like throwing up in front of somebody. But that's kind of what I'm going through. So, I don't know. There was more stuff that I really wanted to tell you. Oh, my listings for Mercari, Poshmark, Facebook Marketplace. They're selling fast. A lot of my stuff is selling super fast. So I'm really happy about that. That is such an easy way to make income. If you are interested, I can send you a code and we can both earn up to $50. Of course, you have to sell stuff and, get, once you make your first 50, you get money. And it's very easy because I've already made over $500, when I first started. And now I'm like, hey, some people really need this stuff, and don't have. So I kind of lowered my prices to like bearable, because some people will list things like Victoria's Secret for the same price as Victoria's Secret listings and will sell them, but they've been worn or they don't have the tags, and I'm just creeped out by that factor because it's not the platform where guys are like, hey, let me sniff your panties. It's literally like, hey, people really need this or want this, so why are you selling it full price? They might as well just go to the store or, purchase it online, because you still got to pay for shipping and stuff. But, that's none of my business. But that's all I got for you guys today. I'm probably going to, since I got the house to myself for quite a little bit of time, I'm debating whether I want to make lemon pepper chicken, which I'm pretty sure that's what I'm going to make. Lemon pepper chicken and jambalaya rice, or just lemon pepper chicken and French fries, sweet potato fries to be exact, or just lemon pepper chicken. I've been craving chicken wings, so I'm gonna do that, and not like fried chicken wings. Hopefully, I don't know. Hopefully what, Robbie? Hopefully what? Hopefully you enjoy this podcast, actually, and it makes you want to follow me on Instagram and watch the process of me cooking. It's not really like a process. It's like, oh, here's this piece or this segment, and then boom, this is the end result, or stuff like that. You can also follow me on TikTok, same name as everything else, and that's RXBBI World. Anywhere that there's an O, there's an X in, replacing it. So follow me on all those social medias. Tell me or comment like, hey, I found you on the podcast, XYZQRS. And if you want to shop my store, it should be linked in bio somewhere. Sorry, I'm like not organized. Not anymore, anyway. But I love you guys. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being patient if you're not new here. And tune into my next podcast. It probably won't be for a couple weeks. I'm not even going to lie to you. But you might get lucky as well. Because I don't like, charge it, not charging. Like posting all the time, especially when you subscribe to somebody, you kind of just don't want to be like, oh my God, they posted, oh my God, they posted. But anyway, I'm just blabbling on. I'm going to make something to eat and try these new snacks that I purchased from the grocery store. They're called Sahale Snacks Owie, and they're maple pecan glaze mix, and I've already had these before. But they're the Quaker Caramel Rice Crisps. I'm gonna watch some TV while my chicken sterilizes. All right, I'm gonna stop talking now. Ow, my foot cramp. Love you guys. Bye.